Kodak, one of the oldest names in the photography business, is trying to reinvent itself. The Rochester, New York-based company is the dominant force in the film business, but now it's focusing on digital photography. Some question whether the company can make the leap. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Inside Eastman Kodak's ornate century-old headquarters building in downtown Rochester, Mark Rakowski, head of Kodak's digital and applied imaging division, watches as an assistant demonstrates one of the company's latest offerings, a 4-megapixel digital camera and a small printer.
And what we have is, this is a thermal printer. You can either have it connected to a computer or it can be a standalone.
As the printer spits out a crystal clear digital photograph, Rakowski says Kodak is aiming its newest line of digital products squarely at consumers who he says up until now have been reluctant to embrace digital photography.
It's great for parties. It's one button simple, and you just saw it. You just pushed the print button, and out comes a gorgeous Kodak quality print.
But not everyone is convinced. When Kodak announced earlier this year it was slashing its stock dividend and investing $3 billion in its digital photography business, there were howls of outrage from some investors. A group of dissident shareholders sought to pressure the company to maintain its stock dividend and focus on extracting maximum profits from Kodak's core film business while spinning off other parts of the company. Shannon Cross is an independent research analyst who covers Kodak. She thinks the stockholders have a point.
To come out and cut a dividend as much as they did, 72%, they went from $1.80 to 50 cents a year, that's an awful lot of shareholder cash that really is now in the hands of management, and this management doesn't have a particularly good track record in terms of creating shareholder value. And I think shareholders are rightly very concerned that cash was taken away from them without really valid, detailed plans about how it's going to be used.
Many of the dissident shareholders do agree the company must prepare for the digital future, but there's a great deal of debate about how to do that. Film is still a big part of Kodak's business. Tens of millions of Americans still prefer film cameras. Kodak controls around two-thirds of the U.S. film market. But while film is still important for Kodak, CEO Dan Karp says the company can't afford to sit on the sidelines as rival companies, even printer makers, jump into digital photography.
What we saw late last year was that digital camera business was exploding. It meant that our earnings power of the company wasn't going to go back to where it was based on the film business. And what we needed to do was to continue our investments in our digital space, but we weren't going to have the cash flow out of the old business that we would have had 2 years ago before these events, and we just had to step up to that reality.
And for Kodak, that reality is that film sales will probably continue to slide. For its most recent quarter, Kodak saw a 12% drop in global film sales, and this week layoff notices began going out to 6,000 more of the company's employees. Kodak, meanwhile, has been hiring away top talent from some of its rivals, including Hewlett-Packard, as it seeks to further expand its digital businesses. Don Selkowitz is a marketing executive who's dealt extensively with the company. He says with film sales fading, Kodak has little choice but to try and expand its line of digital products.
Film, for more than a century, has been a profitable annuity for Eastman Kodak Company. That annuity is going away. For the first time in 2003, there will be more digital cameras sold than traditional film cameras. So Kodak is becoming a different company to reflect these technological trends.
But making the transition from film to digital is fraught with peril for Kodak. Not only must the company convince investors that top management knows what it's doing, but it also has to convince consumers who have a host of other digital products from which to choose. Nikon, Canon, Sony, and HP are all competitors now. So far, Wall Street appears to be betting against Kodak. The company's stock is down more than 25% this year, the biggest drop of any stock on the Dow. However, there are those who see value in the company. Legendary corporate raider Carl Icahn is said to be eyeing purchasing up to $500 million stake in Kodak and has reported to have met with top management. Kodak officials aren't commenting, except to say efforts to develop the company's digital photography business will continue. Jack Spear, NPR News, Rochester.
Pictures of Kodak's Rochester plant and the company's history are at npr.org.